Yo, you know who it is, boys. Your boy, the Kid Mero, the Human Durag Flap. This is Victory Light, the one and only, the most important show on the planet. Today, we talked about Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? We talked about RFK and his protein wars. You know what I mean? He wants you to eat lactose until you die. You know what I'm saying? We talked about Zoran. Shout out to him. He wants you to dookie outside. You feel me? We also talked about streamers. Evil ones and good ones. You know what I'm saying? Because there's two kinds only. It's a binary. You understand what I'm saying? Also, we answer listener questions. Enjoy this episode, you dig, because for you to enjoy the whole thing, the whole girthy uncut version is on Patreon. This YouTube version, enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? But if you want the whole joint, hey, yo, hit that Patreon, yo. We got mad tears. Holla.
A victory light.
Victory Light.
Victory Light.
Ow!
Episode 163, section 1, take 1.
I heard a
whack
in a minute.
Whack!
Yes.
Whack!
Yo! Yo! Yes, sir! It's Victory Light. Yo, we're back. You see what this is? You see the logo? It's like a Nike swoosh. It's like the Google. It's very instantly recognizable internationally because I am the Kid Mero, the Human Durag Flap. That's Rainio Valle, the rap god, yap god. You know what I'm saying? He'll rap circles around your favorite rapper. It's he true. Does a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? He can act. He can dance. He can sing. He can dance like Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? Like he's outside. You know what
it's
mean?
True. I'll be hitting the auntie. Look at this.
Look at this.
In the middle of the section,
the little
bro.
Kid Quiet Storm shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's Liz Bell Ortiz, the super bitch of New York City. What's La Matatana. You know what I'm saying? The boss, Dawn Bigavelle. You know what I'm saying? Like
Doña Cardigan.
Doña Cardigan.
They be saying that, bro, but they don't let me use the bathroom. They don't offer me water. I'm living under strict conditions over here.
The water is right under the Newports.
Why y'all got a lock on the fridge, bro?
Right,
and it says men only.
Newports,
why is it a lock and the only thing that opens it is a dick? Wow, I don't
okay,
got that.
Wow, okay.
My good sister, I think that you are forgetting that we are living in the era of Mamdanistan.
That's right.
Where
Min was eating bacon. I'm not trying to hear that.
Oh, damn. Shit. No.
We just came out of the bus. I'm not trying to hear that.
Delete that.
We don't got a mirror, man. This dude wipes in the bathroom.
Dude wipes.
What are we
is
doing?
Crazy.
Nah, yo, I'm fucking with y'all.
Dude wipes is crazy. We got mad dude wipes. You don't got no shorty wipes.
Nah, nope. Listen. You know hold saying? On. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
There we go.
Hold on. Because y'all done got me in my bag. First, it was, yo, men don't know how to wash their ass. Men don't take care of themselves. They not hygienic. Yo, they take the drawers off. It smell like Fallujah. Now, then when we make strides to make changes to our lifestyle, suddenly it's masculinity so fragile, you need a minty butt wipe. Yes.
None of those words so came what? Out of my mouth. And realistically, misandry progresses. So as you advance, so will my hate for you.
All right.
You will never be good enough. I will always find the problem.
Exactly. I'm so happy that we arrived at this conclusion.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact,
twinsies.
When Nick Fuentes going live again? Matter of fact, hold on.
Right now, dude. What are you talking about?
Right now, dude. I swear to God, dude. It's like,
you know what's gay, dude?
You know what's gay?
Having sex with women, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's so gay, bro.
No, that's ridiculous. Like, why would you even do that when you should be working on yourself, dude? Like, I don't understand it. I hate that fucking like streamer cadence.
Oh my
God. They all talk like they in a Fortnite lobby.
Yo,
you sound like a fucking weasel, bro. Get out of here.
Yo, oh my God, you do sound like a fucking rodent.
But it's because they never had no interactions outside. That's why they mad brave in front of that fucking camera with that stinky ass chair.
That's the shit too. Like, a lot of you niggas are chair sniffers. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Aiden Ross.
You know what I mean?
Literally sniffed the chair.
Literal chair sniffer. You
and
know
wasn't
what I'm
it? Didn't he sniff Andrew Tate's chair?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like these are the men that's trying to lead the next generation,
these
bro.
These are alpha men.
And then they will tell you that being in a relationship with a woman is gay, but sniffing ass isn't. Yeah. What are we doing?
What is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on? Yo, that was some of the wildest shit I ever seen in my life because, like you said. Being a woman is gay, but sniffing Andrew Tate's nuts is not. Make it make sense. I'm too old for this shit.
It's because he's rich.
Yeah.
They don't think it's gay whenever the man is rich.
If you're a millionaire, it's not gay to suck your dick.
Right.
That's their rules.
That's just big homie shit.
That's just big homie?
Yeah, exactly. That's just paying dues right there.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Slipping a nigga off his paying dues. It's crazy, bro.
Yo, it's like that episode of Atlanta. Yo, that ain't gay. That's just jail.
That's just
like,
jail.
Yo. Bro. Yo, but speaking of millionaires, Liz Bell, how was our resident boss man's first week?
Stop. How was your first week?
How was your first week, Mr. Hot 97? First week on the job, you know what I'm saying? Foreman just cut my hours, but let's talk about you.
That's crazy. Listen, despite what the internet may say, I'm not responsible for all y'all niggas' employment.
Oh, shit. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
But yo, it was crazy because, you know what? It makes me appreciate y'all so much more. You know what I'm saying? Because this is like we just having fun up here. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, we take this shit very seriously. And there's production involved, there's pre-production, there's preparation, there's all of that. This is not a vibe fest. There's plenty of those.
Right. If it was a vibe fest, we'd have four blunts before men slated.
What? Minimum. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need 25.
Damn, that sounds like an old production we used to work on.
Oh, shit.
Damn,
there'd be a bear with a fitted and Tim's. You know? It'd look real familiar in here if it was a fly.
Yo, let's eat shrooms before we talk about the government. Yeah. Like, yeah,
I like that
brilliant
vibe, though.
Yo, let's take hallucinogenics at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Yo, Doug. Yo, hold the fucking phone. Hold the fuck on. Yo. All right, listen. The first week was ill. Getting used to, like,
What time do you get up?
Bro, like 3:45? And yo, listen. Shout out to her. But like, really?
What?
Because I'm like, yo.
What do you mean?
Because yo, I got up to get ready for work and I go in the bathroom. And I'm like, yo, I don't turn on no lights. Like, I got my flashlight on my phone and shit. I'm not trying to disturb nobody. I turn the shower on. I'm in there just mad quiet. Like, yo. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, can you do me a favor? I don't want to sound like a bitch, but can you take a shower in the basement? Like, I got to wake up in an hour and get these kids off to school. I was like, all right, my nigga. Like, wow. Now I got to move all my shit. And listen.
That's crazy. You getting banished to the shadow realm to take a shower
to
is
that
nuts,
basement
bro.
Is crazy.
Yeah, bro.
She didn't even say, like, yo, go use one of the other showers, like, for the kids joint.
No. Hold on. Liz Bell, I just have a question.
I just have a question.
Let him ask
Where is the bathroom in the basement in proximity to the wine cabinet? Where is it?
It's on the same level.
Okay.
It's on the same level.
You have a multi-level basement?
And then all your kids have their own bathrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting real sick and fucking tired of you and your complaints.
You're making it sound crazy. They got their own. So it's two apiece. So two of them got a bathroom, and then the other two got a bathroom.
Oh, poor them.
So the older boys got a bathroom. That shit smell like the Port Authority. The younger two got their own bathroom, and my daughter's, God bless her, she takes after, you know, her mother, and is like, you know, very neat and organized or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then so is Amari. So shout out to both of them. They keep their shit clean. The other two older niggas, shush. Nasty.
An old man watched me take a shit this morning.
Wow.
Wow. Why'd you leave the door open?
That's the reality. No, I have a back-facing apartment, Mero. You remember what that's like?
Yo.
You remember what it's like?
Yo, I do. Because speaking of High 97, they got a window that faces out to somebody's crib.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, I've become a privy to this, not to this. I didn't know. Shout out to Shiny Culture, Mia Bell. The guys have been there. Cast One, my guy. Apparently, they've been watching this family grow up for like the past 10 years. Like,
wow.
He's like, yo, we call this shit the Truman Show, nigga. Like, yo, them niggas had an Asian nanny. Now they got a Jamaican joint. You
like,
know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
it's Tanner's birthday today.
Yeah. Yo, it's dead ass. Like, yo, I remember when this nigga was born, though, bro. They brought him home. They had balloons and shit. Now this nigga running around the crib. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, do y'all know them? And they're like, nah.
Not at all. But they white, so they don't believe in curtains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo.
I'm like, bro, how do you got. That's the other thing. I'm like, yo, y'all got big ass windows, and I know
You know how they say, like, when you're driving a car, like, or the trucks be saying, like, if I can't see you, or, like, if you can't see me, I can't see you, or some shit like that?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, to Cat Williams, do you know that I can see you?
Do you know that I can see you?
Yeah. Well, it's because all white people think they also neighborhood watch. So it's just like, they gotta see everything at once. They like, gotta see.
There's niggas doing morning radio up there.
Bro.
Put it on the Citizen app.
Bro, remember On Air Fest? Remember the dude across the way beating it in the fucking window?
Excuse me?
You don't remember that?
Yes. Remember?
No.
When we was changing in the we had all the equipment in the hotel room and it had the balcony. We did the photos up there, and then there was homie across the street jerking noses.
Yeah. I didn't see that
being
part.
Being across the way.
That's why I was on that balcony for so long?
Hold on. I'm not trying to insinuate nothing. All I'm saying is he didn't have no phone or nothing.
Yo, so bro was just going off of memory. Like, yo.
He was jerking off to y'all. What are y'all talking about?
Oh, shit.
Why y'all think y'all was there?
Yo, that's crazy.
He had a very specific kink that we fulfilled that day.
Yo,
he was like, oh, yes, finally, two bald men exactly a foot apart in height. Yes, finally.
Oh god,
he sounded like the fish from SpongeBob. Finally, I've been trying to catch you guys all day.
Bro, just waiting there with a limp dick for the right situation forever. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow, yeah, only was just standing in a holding pattern for 1 month with a flaccid penis. You hate to see it.
Yo, you know what happened? He saw the zipper on Meryl's back and got excited.
Niggas is y'all supreme North Face. Y'all fucked up. That niggas is frying me for the zipper in the back. I don't even know. It's because it's like reversible. You can like
easy access.
You can put another half. See, that's kind of fire. But when you got the all black on with the zipper, it look a little crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It
kind of looked like a full body suit.
Yeah.
Like it just come like a jumper.
Listen, when you see shorties and starlets with that shit, trendsetters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stop. Getting used to like the wake up was a little tough, you know what I'm saying? But after that, it was like, you know, like I said, it made me appreciate y'all more because, like, it's not so, like, we organize, but it's, like, more free-flowing. You know what I mean? Like, we don't got to be like, yo, 9-12, yo, stop talking. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to go into this Chris Brown joint. Which, by the way, I have never heard so much Chris Brown music in my fucking life.
Yo.
I was like, yo, this is wild.
Listen, man, I got a theory, bro. It's like every time, bro. I'm going to start taking a tally and shit, bro. I'm going to start tallying every time I turn on Hot 97. Every time I turn my car on. You know when you turn your car on, it's the radio automatically?
Automatic,
yeah. So it's always on Hot 97. There's been more times that it's been Chris Brown than not.
Bro.
And like, I think this is so interesting. You know how like the vast majority of artists get heard everywhere except the radio.
Yep.
Right.
I don't hear Chris Brown nowhere except the radio.
So that's
I'm like, yo, who made a shoddy investment in Chris Brown's methamphetamine empire and now owes him vast amounts of money? What exec at Hot 97 owes Chris Brown copious amounts of drug money that he's like, yo, in order to pay this back, you're going to have to run my shit up for years?
Every
what exorbitant
day.
Amount
yo.
Of meth.
Yo, Chris Brown got the Bobby Bonilla radio contract.
That's what, like, I'm saying, bro.
Yo, we're going to give you $1 million every year
until
you 68.
Holy shit, bro. God damn. Yo.
But yeah, they be running that shit, boy. But I learned that there's like a science to this shit, right? So there's like new songs that are like, yo, this shit is lit.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, and they're all like designated by like letters. So like A, B is like, A is like, yo, like the Mariah the Scientist song.
It's a tier list?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's like the Mariah the Scientist, I don't even know the name of this shit, but the Mariah the Scientist joint, like folded? No, that's Kalani.
Mm.
So it's the Kalani folded joint.
Fire.
And then there's the Mariah the Scientist joint, but I can't remember off the top of my head, but if you played it, so this is what I realized. Those A and B songs are songs that even if you don't fuck with the artist, even if you don't know the song, you know the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like this shit comes on and you'd be like,
it's exactly what radio was saying. It's like you hear, no matter what, you hear it outside. So when you hear it on the radio, it's like,
you be on a D train stone face, but in your head, you're like, come pick up your clothes. I'm folded.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
God damn.
Exactly.
We need a cover, right? What the fuck?
God damn. Come on, baby. Come on. Raylani.
Oh, my God. Chill, bro.
That's an actual Dominican name, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Raylani.
That's actually pretty nice. Name.
Yeah.
I like
don't
that.
Don't let any Dominican uncles hear that shit.
Yeah, oh, Raylani.
Raylani.
Or Raylani Bell, mejor.
Raylani Bell.
Diablo.
It's Raylani. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, so please.
Thank you. I needed that. I deserve that. Yeah, thank you.
Nah, you know, I have a lot of respect for radio. I went with Andy to do the Angela Yee show.
Mm-hmm.
And she, seeing her, bro, it's literally like 3 minutes. Music.
Yep.
3 minutes. Music. And you got to be on top of it. And I was watching her like, yo, it's like when I first started Victory. Like, I'm like, yo, you are a motherfucking professional. You see, I curse without knowing I'm cursing, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for you to be able to have a switch of like, I can't curse for 4 hours.
Yeah.
That is a whole new, that's a whole new ball game.
Liz Bell, I'm sorry. Not to cut you off. Liz Bell, the only person that could get a job in radio paying stupid bands and leave in debt. Liz Bell gonna run up the fines. Way more than she can pay. She gonna have to quit. Like, yo, I can't. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pay these. Like, you bitches, we back. Fuck! Oh, shit!
Oh, no!
That's like 400,000 off rip.
It's just a little fucking Price is Right counter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, but yeah, nah, it's that. And yo, you know what's crazy? I respect you so much that I'm not gonna lie. I was about to lie to you and be like, yo, you know what? Being a dad teaches you how to like control your language and shit like that. And I'm like, nigga,
you said a fat fuck before we started.
You said
the fat little football player, motherfucker.
You said, and then my daughter this morning was like, yo, you fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
Her older brother, because there was two pancakes on the table and she was like, this is mine. And then she went to go get a glass of milk and he sat down and started eating it. And she was like, yo, you fucking bitch. That was my shit. I was like, damn.
No, we need an applause for that one.
Talk your shit.
Yeah, she needs that. Especially if she's being raised around a bunch of brothers.
Yo, what?
She need that.
I was like, yo.
It doesn't help that you pump her ears full of Key Glock at 5:45 in the morning.
Right?
You got me fucked up.
You be playing Dumb and Dumber too. Top to bottom, full tape.
If she had a Spotify, her Spotify rap would be like, favorite artist, Young Nudie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, you ask the princess if she's ready for school. She go,
Cursing don't count if it's your siblings. Like, if you're a kid, I feel like as long as you're not cursing at your parents or older people, your teachers. Part. But if it's your brother or your sister, you could call them lo que te de la maldita gana.
De lo que sale de lo cojones. I was saying, like, yo, if you keep it within these four walls, go crazy at each other. If you even put a bad word in a sentence towards your moms, bro, I'm fucking...
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck, pick your favorite WWE finisher move. I'm doing that shit.
Nah, he's doing the Akuma, Raging Demon.
Just, yes, yes.
What you say?
The screen turned back and it just says, que lo que.
Now, I got a question. What is one thing that your parents did not let you say when you was a kid?
Oh.
God damn it.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. Like anything like, god damn, like, mother, like, I could say fuck all day, shit, ass, bitch. Like, dick, because they didn't really know. Like, yo, suck my dick. Like, they didn't even know, like...
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, ¿qué es eso, di? ¿Qué es lo que tú estabas diciendo de que son my di?
Son my di. ¿Qué son my di?
¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué son my di?
¿Qué es lo que son my di?
¿Qué son my di? Yo tengo mi documento aquí. ¿Qué son my di?
¿Qué son my di? Ni son my di.
Son my di. Yo tengo el ID aquí. Uh-oh.
So, I have a son my di right here.
I have son ID, pero...
No, all of di.
Mi license expired, so I'm waiting in the DMV. En el DMV.
En el DMV.
Sound like every uncle of mine.
Yeah. For me,
it was stupid. My mom, yo, we could say whatever the fuck to each other, but if you called your siblings stupid,
What is it about that, bro?
I don't know. I think it's because she was still learning English. So she didn't really know a lot of words. It's just like you could say you stupid bitch that though, but if you say stupid, it just felt it felt like way worse.
Yeah. It's because it sounds the closest to its Spanish counterpart, but it don't
estúpido.
But it don't hit the same. It don't hit like the Spanish counterpart. Because when you call somebody maldito estúpido coño,
what? Oh
you,
my god,
you really mean that?
When you sandwich it with the maldito and coño,
bruh. Or when you hit the maldito estúpido inepto coño,
imbécil coño,
imbécil, bro.
Nah, imbécil,
imbecile
is inept is insane,
you
bro.
Inept imbecile. And so, because they'd be like, yo, Dominican Spanish is mad ghetto, this, that, is mad broken, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Bro, my mother just called me an inept imbecile in a sentence, bro.
A stupid, inept imbecile.
What?
And then, and then somebody at the gas station just called your dad a knight. Casually. Yeah. Somebody just referred to your dad as Dímelo Caballero.
Caballero!
We, I love Dominican Spanish, bro.
We be calling each other knights,
kings,
commander,
compatriot,
comandante,
maestro. Yeah, like what?
Maestro. Like I'm a like I'm what's the name?
Little stick and
yeah, like I'm a conductor, like I'm Bradley Cooper in that one movie with the
Bernstein.
Oh wait, we on Patreon. Like when they put the never mind. Never mind.
There's probably people who don't know Spanish and they think this conversation, they what do you mean Dominican Spanish, bro? It's different.
It's different. I always tell people it's like, it's almost like patois, but like Spanish.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, we get a lot of shit for our Spanish because other people, they look at us and be, oh, ya ghetto, ya ghetto, ya ghetto.
Oh, ya don't do vosotros?
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not talking like this, bitch. Fuck that.
I'm not doing a lisp.
Yeah, we got our slang. Yeah. The thing is, bro, we Dominicans, we face a lot of racism from other Latin countries because we the blackest and Puerto Ricans too. So they think everything that we do is ghetto. If our dialect, our music, everything.
Yeah, is it true? Man, can you figure this out for us? Is it? I heard this growing
Dominicans
up.
Dominicans and Puerto Ricans are allowed to call me El Chino.
Nice. Thank you.
Sorry, you. Go ahead.
No, but
El Chino. That sounds like a That sounds like a drug lord ass name, bro.
Cuidado
con el chino.
Cuidado con el chino.
El chino viene por ahí.
Oye, ese tigre. No tiene más de 5 pies, pero...
Tigre, loco. Solo tiene 5 pies. Tigre, el cañón, loco.
Mira, el cañón, loco. Ese tigre se pone, mira. I wanted to find out if this was true. I heard this from every Spanish teacher I ever had, because we all had that question, like in Spanish class. It was like, yo, why do like people from España talk like this?
Yeah.
And they all had the same bullshit ass story. I don't know if it's true, but it's like, oh, there was this king that they loved so much.
I remember that.
And like he had a lisp, so everyone just started talking like that.
Yo,
yeah.
So I was like,
because they didn't want to embarrass him. So.
Yeah, so I was like, damn.
What?
So you telling me it's generational glazing?
Is yes!
The fucking,
the cause of this list?
Because they be coming at us crazy for our Spanish, but it's like, yo, if you learned your Spanish because you was too pussy to say, yo, that's not how you do it,
that's
bitch.
That's not how you do it.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Nigga. It's Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wikipedia describes the phenomenon as prestige borrowing.
Wow.
Wait, oh,
which is just like
elaborate.
I guess like medieval dick riding. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Feudal dick riding is wild.
For any of our listeners who want to learn more, you can look up the article on Wikipedia, The Phonological History of Spanish Coronal Fricatives.
God damn.
That's a lot of F's.
Spanish coronal fricative.
Yo, I called the motherfucker fricative. Now I'm on a fucking, I got banned from Twitter.
Now me sounding like Rodney Dangerfield.
They're fricative shit.
The Spanish phenomenon of Spanish fricatives.
Una relación aquí. Imagínate en China que todos los chinos se parecen. A cualquiera que tú mires te va a acordar tu ex.
That was the most racist like praise I've ever heard.
Right.
I was like, I did the Kanye shit with like the meme of him like being like, oh shit, damn.
Yeah. The translation for my non-Spanish speaking folks, he basically said, if you are sad about you missing your ex, just imagine in China where everybody looks the same. Like, what, so whatever face you look at will remind
you. You're looking
at your ex?
Yo, that's crazy.
In unbelievable. That guy's defense, the video that Hassan played the clip from is from an Asian-looking man.
Oh, okay, shit. That makes it better.
So he can say that.
Oh, he can say that. Okay, it's nice. His community. All
right. That's crazy because he sounded like his name was Porfirio, bro. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was wild.
Bro, so there's a Chinese dude on Twitter, on Instagram that is like, yo, do you know where the phrase un ching comes from? And he's talking about like the etymology of the shit. And I'm like, I don't know if this, are you lying? I'm like, yo, I don't trust, after AI, I don't trust nobody. Like,
I mean, that's what research is for. It's, you know, fun. What I'm saying? That's why you got men.
Facts.
You could borrow men's brain for a second.
Yeah. Anytime I had a question, I had to call men. Yo, men, yo, what temperature do I set my oven to for these cookies?
Probably like 350, right?
Always 350.
He just know. You just be knowing.
Yeah, I feel like anything above that, you start making hockey pucks.
So. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's nasty. True.
You got to keep it at 350.
Yeah, yo, listen.
You know the term, young hoes cook everything on high?
Yeah, it's true.
That's a masterclass, bro. Everybody's in a rush.
That's right. Yo, that's crazy. Damn, that's crazy. Yo, you fuck food up like that, shorty. You don't give a nigga salmonella.
Well, or fuck you. Dudes. She cook it for herself. She fucking up her own meal.
Yo, I love Liz Bell. She's so... She be really stand up for women's wrongs too, bro.
Always.
You know, like,
right,
always stand up for women. I support women's wrongs too.
Women's wrongs. Yeah.
All the time, man. 100%. I'm gonna always find something. Unless.
Oh, shit. No. Oh my God.
But speaking of being the voice of New York, man, well, I'm telling you, bro, it's gonna happen. One day, I'm gonna show up on Power 105 like, yo, Mero, you live in Jersey, Mero. Yeah. I'm still in the city. Yo, this is
you say I'm the voice of New York?
Hey,
yo parezco Angel Martinez.
Oh, shit.
Yo parezco Angel Martinez.
No, repítalo.
No, yo parezco Angel Martinez.
No, comandante, no era.
Yo soy Angel Martinez.
Pero así tampoco, pero no, comandante, no, así no, así no.
No, eso grano en el aire, coño, no, así no.
Yo.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Yo, grano en el aire?
Yo, I was like, bro, the nonchalance was what sent me.
Seeds in the air, bro.
Yeah. Yo. That's one of my favorites.
Grains in the air.
Yo. Shout out to La Fruta, bro. Yeah. I don't know if it's problematic or not, but fuck it, man. Like, that, he's a Dominican uncle, bro. Like, yeah. Just, and there's 1,000 of them out there.
Yeah.
You know, but shout out to men, you know what I'm saying? Because men be keeping me outside, like, you know, tapped in with the youth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all niggas, man.
Well, the other night was not an instance of being tapped in.
Oh yeah, no. That was an unk. That was an unction for real. There was. I want to come to like a good estimate. I would say.
Yeah. What is the median age of the attendee at the Max B concert?
I got two statistics for you, man. The median age of the attendee of the Max B concert yesterday was probably like 38. Because you had some on the high end, like 50 something, and then you had some on the lower end, like 20 something. Like, yo, this is what my pops was listening to this while on the VI.
Everybody smelled like CK1 and Burberry Touch.
You know that.
Yeah.
And you know that. But, like, you know, like I said, men keeps me outside. But, like, the other statistic is there had to be at least 250 tons of Pele Mark Buchanan leather in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that shit smelled like 100% genuine.
That shit smelled like a Skyrim stable, bro.
Yo.
That shit smelled like Ironworks.
Yo, in there. I was like, they had this. Remember the Al Wisdom leathers?
No.
The shit with the stitching in it? Like it had like a picture of Scarface stitched into it and shit. Like,
oh, I only remember the spray joints from Adams on 170.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I never saw the stitch joints.
All of that was in the building.
Oh, shit, like, yeah.
For Big Avail, bro. And it was a wild situation. Shout out to Max B.
How many pairs of Dada's was in the building?
Oh! with the spinning ribs?
Yeah. How many Birdman lugs was in the building, bro?
Everybody in there was a DJ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Also, trying to finesse yourself backstage at rap shows, bro, is like, yo, you could be, if you are able to do that consistently, I think you could be the leader of any like paramilitary unit in the world. Because getting backstage to them shows, bro, is like a fucking impossibility. Shout out to Lady L, you know what I'm saying, who got us, you know, to around Max or whatever, because that was the whole point of going, is to enjoy the show, chop it with Max and shit, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, bring New York back, you know what I'm saying, like, New York energy, you know, but it was a good show. Shout out to Max, because he did the fucking, when he ended the show, he did the single that they got out right now, Ever Since You Left Me, with French, that got the disco sample, and then he hit the Sexual Chocolate, he hit the Randy Watson, he said
he hit the fusion dance.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
He dropped the mic and then said and then walked on stage, bro. That shit was hilarious. I was like, oh yeah, he still got it. Yo, oh man, great show. Shout out to Max B, Brooklyn Paramount, what's the album called? Coke Wave 3.5? Coke Wave 3.5, Narcos. You know what I'm saying? It's out now. Go get that. Speaking of Coke, Wave, Ice, Snow, you know what I'm saying? Ice.
Hold on. Mero, right. You think that was a Patreon worthy segue?
Damn.
Huh?
What do y'all think?
You think that's what the people deserve?
What do y'all think? Listen, if you think it wasn't, I'll give you a free fuck out of here. Yes, oh, I got two kids, I got four. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And Liz Bell got men to hate. All right, listen. You feel me? We need to fund this campaign.
Fuck both of y'all and y'all kids, first of all. I am tired of y'all weaponizing y'all bitch ass children. Y'all got y'all nuts off and y'all got y'all cute ass little fucking sex souvenirs. Leave me alone.
Yo,
right?
Nah, bro.
It's a child. Is that a laboo-boo, nigga?
I don't give a fuck what
sex
it is.
Sex souvenirs is crazy.
Yo, I'm gonna start taking selfies in the mirror holding Griffin like this.
Put that thing on my keychain. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, he mad heavy, but you know, Ludacris did it in the video, so it's all good. It works. Yo, not weaponizing. Yo, take your kids. Your kids is weaponizing them. It's crazy.
Yo,
I hate that you niggas talk about your fucking bitch ass kids. Yo,
yeah.
Fuck them little niggas.
That could only be an excuse for so long.
I never said that.
I never said those words. I would never say fuck y'all kids. Bro, I would never say that.
Where's the paperwork?
Where's the paperwork? Yo, I hate y'all niggas. Yo, I'm fucking.
Yo, this is where Mero comes to unwind after being buttoned up.
Yes.
After being buttoned up and tame for 4 hours on radio, bro. Every time your voice come on, I'll be like this. He's gonna do it, isn't he? It's gonna happen.
Brady's the Green Goblin mask in the corner. Like,
I'll be like,
just say it one time.
Be like, just say it. just say it, Joel.
You know you want to. He gonna be Joel too. I'm just like, oh, fuck, he knows.
Yeah. Oh shit, he knows. Oh god.
I really do come here to unwind. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. But yes, I don't think that was a Patreon worthy segue, but it doesn't need to be, because ICE is fucking wilding. They out here doing the most, and by the most, I mean the worst. Like, they're arresting citizens, they're abusing people. It's a clear abuse of power. Anybody that can see, anybody with a brain in their head and two eyes in their skull that function, can see that this is a clear abuse of power. It's clear government overreach. They're killing people. Hello, rest in peace, Renee Good. Like, they are murdering people outside. They're shooting people that are citizen and not citizen. Fam, like, I know, listen, I'm not pro police, but at least police have a training. Like, they get trained. Like, they get, you gotta go to an academy.
And they still suck.
And they still suck.
So imagine if you didn't have none of that, and then you were also racist as fuck.
And racist as fuck, you get to cover your coward ass face.
Nobody knows who you are. Your name is hidden from the public.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So that just emboldens these motherfuckers to just move however the fuck they want.
And then you got the president telling them, the president and the vice telling them you have full immunity.
Green light, you good.
To do whatever the fuck you want. Mind you, these motherfuckers have racist ass tattoos. They are racist. Yep. They're proud boys. That's why a lot of them will say they will do this shit for free.
I forgot. I was gonna add it to the doc, but there was this article of someone on Twitter who was like, "Hey, I am vocally anti-Trump. I'm vocally anti-MAGA. I am a leftist. I'm a Marxist. Like all this shit, and I got approved for ICE. Like they did. She was like, "Yo, I don't know."
Yeah, applying to ICE and how they just kind of like let her through without really background checking.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they're letting her in, you know, who else, you know, who knows what kind of people they're letting in?
Yeah. So imagine the most psychotic dickhead you know who is looking for a power trip and looking for somebody to essentially get away with doing whatever sicko freak shit they want to do under impunity of this fascist fucking regime.
Like, yeah.
ICE is not doing no type of background checks. This is legit, like, this is federally organized crime. Like,
literally.
Yeah, 100%.
Because these motherfuckers they're sexually assaulting people, they're raping people, they're killing them, they're beating the shit out of people.
They're pulling people off of private property.
They're also recording people, like, they're putting their phones in people's faces and recording their cars.
And then telling them, "Yo, stop recording me."
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like, or I'm gonna fuck you up. What? Yeah,
they got some audio of an ICE agent saying, "Yo, we're gonna have to start shooting them because there's too many protesters."
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yep. And then y'all motherfuckers talk about, "Yo,
Venezuela, comply.
Venezuela's free. We got Maduro out of there. They're so motherfucker.
Yeah, sure.
I was so happy to live in a country where that doesn't happen. Oh,
right. I think that the blind spot that Americans have is so insane that you can see these motherfuckers have been anti-control, right? Anti-government this entire time. Yep. And they've been,
"Small government.
Yeah, we get to live ourselves. We tote our guns. We have rights. We support the Constitution." And then this shit happens and you're like, "Nah, you need to be a good girl, a good boy, and just chill and take it."
And take it. Also, so they've descended on Minnesota in particular because of one Nick Shirley, you know what I'm saying? Who, this little slow motherfucker, he got the small veneers, you know what I'm saying? He kicked this whole shit off by discovering fraud. So there's this trend of like, you're not a, fam, look at me. You're not a journalist, okay? You didn't study this shit. There's a whole, and I'm not saying that if you don't, that like you need to go to college or you need to have degrees and blah, blah, blah.
No, you do though.
You do though.
You do though.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like you go to school for journalism. You get a degree in journalism.
You learn how to do research. You learn how to cite sources. You learn
but
how
they
to
can't
like,
do that because
follow a trail of like a clue, whatever. Like, but they don't do that.
They can't because what they're doing is being fucking dishonest. You can't, obviously somebody who is a journalist and has spent years or maybe even more than a fucking decade in school learning that is going to take something very serious.
100%.
It's not just trying to push a personal motive of, yo, whatever the fuck your motive is, which is usually racism and sexism.
Yep. Yeah, I think what, you know what, this like influx of these people, it's all... You know who's to blame for this? It's those little white boys that started these fucking YouTube channels going like, "Today I went to River Park Towers to spend time with the G's." Like, bro, what are we doing? It's the hood vlog.
Hood safari.
It's the fucking hood vlog minstrel show fucking phenomenon that has taken over the internet.
Yo.
And it's got white boys who got no business anywhere near these places being like, "This guy could do it, so I can too." And then you end up looking stupid and costing an entire city resources, lives, and like and livelihood of people.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to all the moms of Minnesota dropping water out of gallons, driving con el baúl abierto, out the back of the minivan, just pouring water on the highways in freezing temperatures so that ICE could literally slip on ice.
It's incredible. Shout out to y'all.
I saw what it was, and this is how you know these motherfuckers is untrained, unfit, like not built for this shit at all. One clip that I saw was a dude like chasing somebody down the street, and like literally, like, bro, the run was like, "Yo, you ain't never ran. You haven't run in 35 years."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then homie just hits a patch of ice and does the shoop.
Yeah.
Like, remember the couple jogging? They were like, we love jogging in the winter.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so good. Oh, my God. It's so, and then just whoop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They hit got totally horizontal in the air.
They hit the Mr. Game & Watch from Smash Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
They hit the... yeah. Bro, oh, I love
I
how...
I understood that reference.
I love how the misfortune that befalls Ice is just... progressively becoming more and more Looney Tunes-esque.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're slipping on literal ice. Yeah. Ugh, beautiful irony. I love it. I'm just waiting for the grand piano to fall out of the sky.
A big-ass anvil?
Anvil just falling. Hey, you, let me see your thing. Doom, boom, just fucking...
And then they move the anvil home, he's like an accordion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Someone deserve. Needs to paint a tunnel with a Somalian person at the end of it and watch them get into it.
They run full speed into that shit.
Yeah.
Ah, I love it. Yeah, and then the smiling dude actually runs through the tunnel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but which, by the way, like I said, Nick Shirley, slow ass, kicked this whole thing off by going to like daycare centers or whatever and discovering fraud. Discovering fraud.
Which means what exactly?
Harassing people.
Yeah. But like, what was the fraud that he supposedly discovered? What, that there was no kids at the daycare?
There was no kids at the daycare. You know, they took money.
So, yeah, like daycare centers are essentially like laundering, you know, tax dollars by claiming that more kids are there than they actually are. And so, yeah, he would kind of go there and kind of be like, where are the kids? Not knowing that, like... if a school lists 100 kids, that doesn't mean that like 100 kids are going to be there all the time.
All the time.
Yo, man, go to Subway and measure the foot long if you want attention that bad, bro. Yeah. Ah, damn, bro.
Nah, it's really pathetic.
Yo, yeah, it's OD. So now, not only that, like that's emboldened other people to do it. So like this dude who used to pitch for Atlanta, it's called John Rocker, famously like hated motherfucker in like sports and like in general, because when the Braves were playing the Yankees, this is old head talk here, unk talk, in 96, I was a little kid.
Oh my God.
Watching the Yankees play the Braves.
I was 3 years old.
I was three as well, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was...
Yeah, but you was watching. You was watching them play pickleball, right?
Yeah,
pickleball is great. Pickleball wasn't even an idea.
Yeah,
back then.
Yo, you was so watching them play. You was watching the High Life Finals.
Yo,
he's watching the High Life Finals.
Black and white TV.
On black and white TV.
I was watching my favorite Charlie Chaplin film. I was watching the first version of Nosferatu.
I was watching 1921's Vampyr. Min knows what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yo, that's great. That's collection.
I don't.
Oh, did you stump, man?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Patreon exclusive.
Yo, Patreon exclusive. Min gets stumped. Yeah, that's
for the first time in VL history, a film Min hasn't seen? Whoa. Breaking news.
Yo. So this dude, John Rocker is his name, and he pitched for the Braves, and he got quoted in the newspaper back then being like, throwing mass slurs out there. He's like, yo, I took the subway. It was disgusting. He's like, I saw a black lady kissing a white guy and two homos or some shit like that.
What the
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, direct quote. So he's been on that type of timing. So now he is showing up to daycare centers and knocking on doors, holding like a little black doll. Like, just going, like, just like, oh, like, crazy. I forgot what that place is that makes you like a, it's like a sundae in a mug. But it's just like too much. Mm-hmm. I think it's Black Tap or something.
There's
like
a few
that.
Restaurants with
oh,
that.
Oh, it's a fat bitch city. That's what it's called.
Fat city bitch. Fat city bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's like, it's one of them things. It's just like, bro, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, this is not like, nigga, just be regular racist. Like, you corny ass bitch. Like,
nah, it's getting real bad, bro. Even with the milk shit that they're trying to push, like, oh, well, we can drink. Oh, now we can drink milk again. Yo, when I tell you, you unpack the levels of white supremacy, right? It's very sick and insidious. But when you get to the root of it, you're like, yo, y'all are just fucking weird, bro. Like, y'all are just weird and y'all want to be weird and exist in peace. And you can't.
It's
I'm sorry.
Y'all, listen, I've said this time and time again, bro. When you have no natural predators,
mm-hmm.
you start making shit up to be mad about.
Yep.
Like, no, it's white people just exist in a space where like they make up an enemy and then act like we were in cahoots with that enemy
the whole time.
The entire, like, bro, what is this?
Dominicans and the Somalians.
Yeah, like, what is this silent war you've been fighting against milk? Nobody cares, bro.
It's because they know that they've never fixed their sins, and they always feel like, yo,
they're gonna get
one day they're gonna get us back. Cause you know you used to cut black people's hair and put that shit in your chairs.
Uh-huh.
You know what you've done. You know the babies that you fed to alligators as bait. You know that you changed the fucking navigation of how sharks move because you would dump black bodies into the ocean.
Nasty.
You know your sins, bitch. And that's why you always want some, like, yo, who's gonna get it? Who's you always paranoid of who's gonna fucking get you?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Not knowing, we like, yeah, a lot of people want they lick back, but a lot of people just like, yo, leave us the fuck alone.
That's it.
I can't do that.
Don't care about the lick, bro. Just leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, not only is the administration, ICE, everything satanically evil, they're also outrageously fucking stupid. Because you just brought up milk. And
RFK Jr.
Here we go again.
RFK Jr. has unveiled a new food pyramid for you.
Oh my God.
Meryl, please don't ruin your voice for radio.
Yeah. I was about to say,
don't hurt yourself.
You got
much.
A big boy job now, bro. You got a big boy job. You got to let me take that.
I got this. Don't worry. This is my only gig. I'm unemployed. So, listen, RFK Jr. has just announced a new food pyramid. Can we maybe pull that up or something?
God damn, he really talks like that, bro?
He talks like,
holy fuck.
So all he did, this is how stupid these niggas are. All he did was just fucking, remember what,
Oh, I see it.
Anybody that says, remember when Drake said, yo, I turned a 6 upside down, it's a 9 now. And everybody's like, yo, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This motherfucker just took the pyramid and just turned it upside down. So now
took him a whole year to do that.
They were like, yo, nigga pressed the button on his iPhone by accident and was like, Eureka.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. And yo, bro, at the top of the pyramid, the most essential is red meat and dairy. And I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? Nigga, I'm not Don Draper.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, what the fuck? I was like, that's how I know you racist as fuck, nigga, because who is the top two communities that suffer with lactose intolerance the most?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black people and Asians. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, you fucking
us. I don't deal with that.
Min was like, ubícate tú, coño. El chino no sufre de eso.
Yo, I drink whole milk and go to bed in peace.
Yo,
oh my God.
Yo!
So we got
in peace. Yo.
So at the top of the pyramid that used to be the bottom.
Yes.
We have protein, dairy, healthy fats, vegetables and fruits. And then on the bottom that used to be the top is just whole grains by itself.
Fiber. Oh. No, you don't need that much fiber. Yo, fuck it. Just get a big impacted colon.
Yeah,
fecal matter in your colon, bro. You don't need fiber.
Yeah, until you go out like Elvis with 40 pounds of shit in your system.
Shit in your fucking,
on the toilet looking crazy.
Looking crazy. Looking like you fucking giving birth to a motherfucking, a goober.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A fucking chocolate covered peanut. Nigga.
Like you're giving birth to a Muppet, bro. God damn. Have you out here looking crazy?
Yo, this thing is shitting out a giant kidney bean, bro. It's nasty.
Well, if you think about it, this administration is now placing a priority on eating meat.
See? Wow. See?
That's a very white... I'm not going to hold you, bro. When I used to work at that fuck-ass car place, the white evil manager, bitch, I promise you, he's an ICE agent now. There's no way he's not.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Terrible man. This motherfucker used to get mad meat for lunch, bro. I don't understand.
Like, mad meat.
Normal people would have rice, beans, a little bit of meat. Or if you make a sandwich, you'll get like turkey. Maybe you get crazy and add two, right?
Oh man.
This bitch will have a sandwich this tall, bro, because he would use every single piece of sliced meat that existed in the butcher shop.
Bro went to Fei Long supermarket in Queens. Yeah, I was balling out, bro. Bro was balling out in the cold.
And it was every day, just eating mad meats. And he smelled like it, too.
Oh, oh my God. That's the shit. Cold cuts, Dead meat placed on the shelves, meat, cold cuts, fast from the hog, y'all, and grow up.
Oh, that's my God.
Classic Ghostface bar, you know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, I'm a fan of, like, you know, a little turkey sandwich here and there. But, fam, when I be seeing, like, yo, I ain't gonna hold you. Unpopular take, that pastrami from Katz is not worth $89.
Dumb.
You know what I'm saying?
We got a thumbs down over here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it hits. But, like, yo, come on, fam. Like, I'm out. Yo, there's Jewish people in New Jersey, too, nigga. Like, I got pastrami. I got a quarter pound. That shit hit crazy.
Bro, every sandwich looked like PS1 graphics, bro. Like,
yo, yes.
Every sandwich from Katz is low polygonal as fuck, bro.
Yo.
God damn. They run it. Yo, they don't even bake the bread. They run it through the oldest GPU imaginable. They got Windows 98 in the brick oven, and it come out looking like looking like goddamn Parappa the Rapper graphics, bro.
Straight up. Yo, you eating a Minecraft sandwich, bro?
You
like,
eating
yo, for $88 and 29 cents?
Come on, bro. Stop it, man.
Yo. And it's delicious.
Yo.
But you know what, though? I'd rather them...
It do hit. Listen, it hits. It just makes me mad because I'm like, yo, I made this shit in my crib and it was fire. And I didn't have to stand online with 30 motherfuckers from fucking Wisconsin.
From Nova Scotia. Bro, listen. It don't hit, man. It don't. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to stand 10 toes on this one. It don't hit, bro. It don't hit when Punjabi Deli right across the street, bro. I run into, you know what I'm saying? I ran into Locutus over there like 2 days ago.
Speaking of Locutus, shout out to Locutus. Ran into him at the fucking Max B show.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's my shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Gang, gang, gang. Yo, but yeah, nah. Fam, I'm not, listen, maybe y'all palate is more refined.
Bro.
Oh, yo, don't dox him like that.
Yeah. He's supposed to be at work right now.
No, bro.
We're not doing that.
No, it's on Patreon.
Oh, you got
it's on Patreon.
Shit.
We can. It's on Patreon. Stealing work hours. He's stealing work hours. He's over here chilling, stealing work hours. Everybody look.
Oh, man.
Paulie, no last name, is stealing work hours. Yeah. He just rubbed his face like G Herbo on the couch. He was like, oh, God.
Oh,
actually,
I'm not working because it's MLK Day and I respect MLK.
Oh, that's right.
At least, what do you call this in, bitch? What are you rounding applause for?
I mean, yeah.
We working on MLK Day. I know we Dominican, but still, motherfucker, listen, I still respect Black Americans.
It was to come in.
Look at this bitch stuttering.
It was to pay homage to the work, the never-ending work that Martin Luther King, Reverend Martin Luther King, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King.
I be forgetting he did all that.
Junior did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unending. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do here. Victory Light, we never stop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Never stop. Never settle.
Shout out to MLK. He also said that he walked his people into a burning building.
Mm.
Because look, bro, when mm-hmm. you think about the civil rights movement in the United States of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think about integration, segregation. These motherfuckers would not let black people live, bro.
At all. Yeah, bro.
They literally was like, we don't want y'all in our schools. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
And then they made their own schools and started burning those down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made their own churches. They made their own banks. They made their own cities. You want them to cease to exist.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why you bitches is always looking behind your shoulder.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Tulsa being a black metropolis essentially was not in the cards for the white supremacist United States government. They were like, literally, it was like, oh, these guys want rights. Yeah, right. Let them figure it out. It's and so then crazy. They figured it out, and they were like, wait,
you can't do that. That's not allowed.
Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. We're gonna burn this place down. But in the future, we'll give you Kevin Durant and a basketball team. How does that sound?
Oh my God. Not doing it.
No, we can't. We
Would you rather have banks and financial independence or...
How about you leave us the
better.
Fuck
we'll
alone?
We'll give you Shea Gilgeous-Alexander in a few years.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh my
God. He's a yard man. So listen, America is moving so crazy. Trump is moving so crazy. ICE is violating human rights insane levels. So much so... That Canada's like, hey, man, hey, listen, We not fucking with China niggas no more. We fucking with China now. China, we fucking with, yo, Xi Ping, what up, man? You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
So now fucking Carney from Canada is stacking with Xi Ping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They got the EVs over there.
Yeah.
They lowered the tariffs on the EVs, on the Chinese cars, which, by the way, I think I mentioned this shit on here. There's a dude who does car reviews, Forrest something, I think is his name, but he reviews a lot of Chinese cars. And I was like, bro, why we can't get these shits off? These shits is fire. Mm-hmm. Like massage seats, seats that rotate shit. Like one of them come with a fleshlight. You know what I'm saying? You could use
a car?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I still want the tiny Daihatsu, the DR shit. I still want the tiny Dominican pickup.
Yo.
Like, I need that, bro. Come on. I need that with right side drive, bro.
Yo,
I need
that. Let's go.
Those ones are Japanese. Those are the K trucks. They're not Chinese.
Damn.
You proud of yourself for that? You think?
Yeah, I've known about this one for a while.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Because I wanted one too, but.
Oh.
I wanted one too. Yo, I'm buying. Yo, listen. Yo, Patreon, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe because I'm putting the whole crew in K cars.
Yeah.
Okay? Or K cups. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how high or low we go.
Yeah, I want a scooter, bro.
A scooter?
I want a scooter.
Got you. Razor or like electric?
Razor.
Razor?
Yeah.
Old school shit?
Yo, oh, China got them. Do China got Vespas? What they call them over there?
Pasola.
Oh, yeah. I need one of them shits.
I think that's true.
I need one of them shits, but Chinese. Yo, I've had this fucking shit stuck in my head for weeks now because I've been trying to use it. But there's a movie where, like, they're about to kill a guy or, like, do something. And then the bad guy says, no, 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 give him the Chinese shit. And I don't know what movie that is.
Give him the Chinese shit is crazy.
Like, they're about to kill a guy. Yo, chat, somebody, please. Yo.
Somebody gonna know,
like,
for
somebody's
sure.
Gonna know, please, whatever movie it
give
is where they're about to kill the guy. They go, nah, give him the Chinese shit. And they're like, and they're about to, like, inject him with something. I don't know if it's, like, Rush Hour or, like, Die Hard.
Yo.
One of those where they're like, give him the Chinese shit.
Yo.
And I've been trying to find that clip forever, bro.
Yo.
Please, somebody fill me in.
Oh, my God.
Yo, it's probably...
Give that Chinese shit. Speaking of giving niggas shit.
Wow.
Zoran's out here trying to help you take your shit in public. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You've actually reached the end of this free preview. It's not because I hate continuity. It's because the rest of this, the full ad-free version of this episode, along with your answers to your questions, is on our Patreon. So go subscribe to that. There's mad tiers and there's mad details in there. I sold you a Lucy. Now it's time for you to buy the party pack, baby. Let's go.
A victory light.